Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
99.9 KISW. The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up to 5:08, we will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Cabot Creamery, C-A-B-O-T, or Cabo Creamery butter has been recalled in several states on the East Coast due to a possible contamination of fecal matter.
How does fecal matter get in your butter?
I don't know.
I mean, that's
I'm
all.
Rather concerned.
I get that right there in the word, dude.
What's that?
Butter.
Oh, they have all kinds of different
flavors. We put the butter.
You can get herb butter. You can get honey butter. Why not a little doo-doo butter?
Well, butter. I get it like with a dairy, like you're pulling it straight out of the cow, but that shouldn't make it into the bucket.
It's not like they poop butter sticks, man. I mean, it's still a process.
Those little Kerrygold ones with all the different flavors. Right. Now with doo-doo.
Like what? Did somebody clean off a cow and then touch the butter? Like what are we doing? What? Okay. I don't get it.
Yeah, look, we understand things happen. We're just curious. How did that happen?
Thank God it's just in a very small portion of the county or the country.
Right. Up to Vermont or something?
Yeah, it's like in Maine or something. Because Calbut is a fairly common name in Canada in the Northeast.
Okay.
So that's probably where the butter is.
Gotcha. Can we start getting the results of these investigations? Because, you know, we always hear that. An investigation is underway.
Right. Then you never hear the follow-up.
Can we get some results to some of these? Figure out what happened there?
Larry pooped in the churn.
Oh, Larry.
Disgruntled employee.
Right.
Speaking of recalls, Microsoft is about to launch its new program called Recall. Basically what it does, if I'm, I just skimmed over it, I think it takes a snapshot of what it is that you're working on.
All right.
That way, if you lose it, if you close the program without saving it, blah-de-blah, I think it can recover it. I'm not positive, but you're calling it recall, and it's saying something about taking snapshots of whatever it is that you're doing, so then it can reference whatever it is that you were looking at.
So if you don't want anybody to know, don't type it out.
Yes. Right. That should just be a general rule. Yes. Be careful what you're searching. Just understand, Big Brother, whether you like him or not, is looking. He is watching.
Like the woman in yesterday's headlines wrote in her diary, totally stole a car today.
Right.
Snapshot.
Yeah, there was a show called How to Sell Drugs Online, and I Googled that. And then I was like, I should have Googled How to Sell Drugs Online TV show.
Right.
Ted's now on the We See It Coming list.
Who are the guys outside?
I always knew it.
I knew it, man. A new study found that as AI technology advances, some people are forming increasingly intimate relationships with AI companions.
It's inevitable.
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
Wasn't that the basis of the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix?
That was precisely it. Yeah.
Well, if it...
It algorithms you.
Right.
Right, so you can kind of do no wrong.
Right.
It's like, perfect.
Knows what I like.
Yeah, it'd be like having a partner that's like, right, you would Taylor never made. Get in an argument. Which in theory sounds great, but is it realistic?
No.
It'd
be and weird.
I would have worse habits.
Yeah, exactly.
We should order pizza.
Have another drink.
Right. You should have six more beers. Like, what? Okay, honey. Right.
I am selling drugs online.
Yeah. Right. That is the thing. Like, as much as it pisses me off, my wife keeps me in line all the damn time.
Right. Women find you hotter when you eat Taco Bell the night before.
Yeah, it's okay. Have another shot.
Thanks, baby.
Thanks, honey.
Appreciate you. I'm going to go play games. You going to bed? Yes. Oh.
I like you the more you drink.
You are funny.
Look at the size of that thing. God. No wonder you don't get off the computer.
You could have sex with my cousin.
What? Well, all right then. Cool.
The one that you asked about, Ted, in the picture. Who's that?
You know, the one with the large breasts. She's glad that you noticed.
Oh, it's your family. Who's that?
Who's that right there?
You mean the little 3-year-old girl? No.
Yeah, the one behind her.
Right.
Japan's largest organized Yakuza crime body has written a promise to officials that it's ending its wars with splinter groups. So,
ooh, trust that.
That's about to say, we're all good to go then. They're shutting it down.
I mean, I would only trust it because they are like the top.
Yeah.
So if they say the war's over, I would think like, That's a like It's over.
I think that's more, they're not telling the cops that. They're telling the splinter groups. Yeah, the war is over.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah.
You guys are at 1% right now. Yeah. We're done.
We're just letting you know, but we'll send it to the cops.
Scientists have created a coating that keeps fruit fresh for longer.
Does it actually?
That seems wrong.
A coating?
I mean, the whole thing is it's fresh fruit. It's healthy for you. Let's not put a coating on it.
Exactly. We already have this issue where our food is poisonous because of the things that we're doing to it to preserve it for longer. And I understand why we need to do that. Like, sure. don't think me a naysayer for any of that. I get it. Things need to be shipped across the country, and they just can't make it in that time frame. So we've got preservatives in there. They are a problem. Let's not make this problem worse.
Uh-huh.
Like, fruit goes bad. Throw it away.
Right?
I mean, or eat it.
Yeah. Right.
Our best bet, man, buy frozen fruit.
Yes.
It's always there if you need it, you know.
And if we put this coating on it, those poor guys in jail will never make Pruno.
Oh, they're going to hate that. Like, damn it, man. I don't want to eat the oranges.
Damn it, man.
Right. Think about the prisoners. What are they going to drink?
Think about the prisoners. Aren't they suffering enough? There's a Whole Foods in the Bay Area that's failed its second health inspection in less than a month.
That seems bad.
It is bad.
It's because they don't have the coating on their fruit, Ted.
I mean, one, it's Whole Foods, so they, you know, they kind of, for what they charge, that's just have this expectation. Too.
Correct.
California has the strictest
health.
Yeah, California's one, Maryland's two. That's the only reason I know that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, man. But whatever you think about Maryland, trust me, that food, they get up in your ass about it. So it could be that because California's so strict, it's just some. It's some minor things. You know, it's just, it's
it
hard.
It passes up here in Washington, but down in California, it doesn't. All right.
It's a bad, bad look. You know, it sounds bad, but California's super strict. So it might not be anything awful that's going on. Put it this way, it ain't the button butter.
Right.
It might just be one of those things that California's super strict on.
I like the faces up here.
The faces?
Don't you notice the signs with like five faces on how, so it's like, you get that middle face, it's like, yeah, it's a little dirty, it's going to be delicious.
Nobody puts up their frowny face, though, do they?
No, but they do.
They
do.
They have to.
They have to put up the frowny face?
You have to.
Like, man. You walk up and go, oh, man, we are in trouble.
But it's going to be good, like Ted said. Yeah. Man, you might get dysentery, but it's going to be delicious dysentery.
There's a teriyaki joint within walking distance of my place, and it's got the middle face that just upgraded to a smiley face.
Yeah.
But as it got the middle face, I was like, that's the fantastic.
There's a place I'm thinking of. They never got past middle
what
face.
If it's
I
love them.
I would go there all the time.
What if it's just winking or it's got a smirk?
Yeah. Come on, you know this stuff's good.
Or just dice.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Dice.
I will say, though, I've been to another place that's a hole in the wall, and to their credit, they always have the top one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how?
Right. Who are you paying?
Yeah.
In-office work is making a comeback with 57% of Americans dedicated to going fully in-office this year.
It's been half a decade.
Well, yeah. But I understand it, though. Like, what the pandemic did show us is that we don't have to have the in-office atmosphere.
I mean, I think it depends on jobs.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
We say it all the time, but, like, frankly, like, the sales, like, they go out and have to go work on accounts.
They don't have to be here.
We have to be here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Exactly. And there's certain jobs you got to be there for.
Like if you work construction, I'm working from home today.
Yeah,
like,
yeah exactly.
Don't you imagine?
I'd rather be sitting home listening to this show instead of being here.
And I mean, even in our industry, there are folks that are doing that. You remember during the pandemic, there was a
tremendous number of people that were doing that.
Right. There was a lot of people that still do it to this day. They just...
In fact, I won't say what station we had on, but in the car this morning, I don't normally listen to the station, so I don't know. My wife goes, man, when do they start that? And I had missed it. I said, what? She said, they just said this thing's pre-recorded.
Portions of the program are pre-recorded.
Yeah. I said, well, legally, they have to tell you, because people are under the belief that you're actually there doing your job. But if the S hits the fan, and they don't tell you that something tragic happened downtown, and they're still like, we're playing the hits, right? So I said, you have to do that. So I think on this station, that hasn't been the norm. Because she had never heard it before, and I said, look, the person might just be on vacation.
Sure.
Or they've said, F it, I'm going to pre-record this bitch, and it's a three-day weekend.
Exactly.
Now, didn't that happen in one of those little towns?
It was. So there was
like
a big
train spill.
It was a huge deal. It's like, it was a northern state. And,
like Minnesota or North Dakota.
And it was a Clear Channel property at the time, but it was a radio station that had five stations in a cluster. This train derails at, say, 4:35 in the morning. The thing is, it was carrying something super-duper hazardous.
It was also on a weekend.
Right, something like that. So the problem was, no one was at the radio station for all five stations. So even though the train people, whoever they might be, are trying to call the radio station to say, hey, give a warning, there's no one there to pick it up. So now people are getting up in the morning and they're dropping dead because of this gas. And the fire department shows up. They start dropping dead because of this gas. So there was a big federal thing that said, look, you've got to have someone live because catastrophes happen.
Right.
But you need to warn the public.
Well, now it doesn't matter because if it was a weather disaster, there's no one there to tell you that there is a weather disaster.
Yeah, right.
So now it's null and void.
Yeah, that's it. We reverted back.
Yep. Let me ask you this. Are you guys superstitious about anything?
Yeah. The Ravens.
Oh, hell yes.
Hell yes. Absolutely. What if I told you that there's a handful of superstitions that you completely forgot about?
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 forgotten American superstitions that used to be common knowledge. Really? To who? What do I know? Superstitions just might work. I've worn the same Cubs hat for going on a couple decades. I never wash it. It's waterproof from all the oils and sweat off my greasy scalp. It's disgusting. It's gross. It's perfect. Will I wash it? Hell no. I've got friends telling me they're gonna burn it. Too bad they'll lose digits before that happens. You think that's strange? How about one that Thrill will appreciate?
Well,
in Pennsylvania, some Pennsylvania Dutch believe that if you sweep the house when the moon is obscured, you won't have moths or spiders, proving there are idiots born every second. Positive Friday.
Jeez, oh whiz. So I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to give you a hint about the superstition. Let's see if you guys can figure out what the superstition is. So you guys know the superstition about the placement of a mirror. Not necessarily like, don't break it, 7 years bad luck, that sort of a thing. But there's actually a superstition that is based on where you're not supposed to put the mirror.
No.
Placing a mirror opposite the front door was believed to invite negative energies or spirits. The superstition dictated mirror placement aligning home design with spiritual protection. People avoided the setup fearing that it would disrupt harmony and invite unwanted influences. The belief linked physical arrangements with metaphysical risks, emphasizing a mindful approach to home decor.
Hmm.
So don't put your mirror facing the door.
And salespeople will go away.
Best mirror ever. Last place, place I moved out of in Baltimore. I had a double door closet, right?
Yeah.
And the whole thing was mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And it was right beside my bed. And it was the greatest thing, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that is so cool.
Did you pull an American Psycho?
I just thinking.
In the mirror.
No. I'm talking about, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm looking at the mirror. I'm like, wow, look at that.
Cool.
That is cool. Isn't that cool?
Wow. What number do you need to avoid?
13.
Absolutely. The number 13 was shunned, considered unlucky and avoided in addresses and floor numbers. This superstition, deeply rooted in fear, influenced architecture and daily choices. If I'm not mistaken, if you go to Vegas, at least the hotels that I've been in, they don't have a 13th floor.
There's a lot of the older buildings. It's coming from Baltimore. A lot of the older buildings, it would go from 12 to 14. Even though the 14th floor is the 13th floor, they just didn't call it that. Although, oddly, in Italy, 13's fine. 17 is their 13th.
No kidding.
Yep.
I just found out 2 weeks ago we were on the 57th floor, and the guy in the elevator was like, you're on the 47th floor. But because the Encore and Wynn are so Asian, like Chinese influenced,
gotcha.
The sound of four, whatever that sounds like a death.
Oh, really?
So they get rid of the four.
No 40s.
Right.
Damn.
He was like, you're actually on the 47th.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. Still the highest
floor. But we all agree on the 69th floor, am I right?
<John's dead. laughs>
Universally respected.
Hey, that ain't an ice bucket.
What piece of farm, I'll call it attire, even though it's not, brings you some luck? Something that you'll find on the farm. Mostly associated with an animal.
Like a ladybug?
Nope. Associated with an animal.
Something. Scarecrow?
A horseshoe.
Oh, right.
See where I was going with that. Finding a horseshoe is considered a powerful sign of luck, especially when it's open and pointed upwards. This superstition elevated the horseshoe to a symbol of protection and fortune, just not for Indianapolis.
Yeah, the Colts would be much better.
Anybody know what itchy palms meant? Not hairy, itchy palms.
Someone's talking about you or something? I don't know.
So an itchy palm was believed to herald incoming money, while the left warned of the itch in the right palm was believed to herald incoming money. An itch in the left palm warned of loss. The superstition turned bodily sensations into financial forecasts, adding excitement to ordinary moments.
Okay.
All right.
So there you go. Yeah. Raining on your wedding day.
It's good luck.
Raining on a wedding day was seen as a blessing, symbolizing fertility and happiness.
Because the father who paid for it wanted his daughter to shut the hell up about the rain and came up with that excuse at the moment.
Exactly.
I'd almost guarantee. No, baby, trust me, it's all good.
Not
Stop
lightning,
crying.
Miles. Just the rain.
I was going to say, not thunderstorms.
Forgotten American superstitions. Do you guys know when you're not allowed to sweep your home?
On Sundays?
After dark. Sweeping indoors after sunset was discouraged, believed to sweep away good fortune. Nighttime was reversed for preserving positive energies, not dispersing them. The superstition respected the nightly shift in spiritual dynamics, where actions could invite unintended consequences. It taught adherence to natural rhythms, blending practicality with spiritual awareness.
I saw sweep my garage. Other than that, I don't think I sweep anything. I don't think I've ever swept. I use a vacuum.
Sure.
But, like, I don't sweep the kitchen.
What about hardwood floors?
That's what I mean. I vacuum them.
Yeah.
Oh, I still sweep them.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do both. For the quick fix, I'll sweep. And then when I'm doing the clean. Okay. But it's like, I have kids, so there's always crumbs. Like, I'm not going to vacuum this whole floor, but I'm going to sweep up the trail that proves that you still live here.
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
Anybody know what animal was the harbinger of death?
The raven.
Birds, yes.
Yeah.
Birds entering homes uninvited were seen
Snap
as
a picture
of
yourself.
Death or tragedy. The superstition cast birds as spiritual messengers bearing warnings of impending doom.
You think parrots were responsible for that? You're going to die.
You're going to die. Spilling what common condiment,
salt.
I'll say.
There
salt. You go. Very yes. good. Invited bad luck. Salt, a prized and essential commodity, was never to be wasted. Spilling it considered a bad omen, with the remedy being a pinch thrown
over your shoulder. Over
right left shoulder.
I was going to say, shoulder. If you're spilling it, like, then you're just wasting more.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, it's already spilled, so you scoop it up and you throw it over your left shoulder.
I
think the idea is that, like, there's a demon over your left shoulder, and you, like, hit him in the eye with it.
That's all it takes to take out demons, huh?
Yeah, that's
the
all.
The Exorcist would have been a very uneventful movie. Like, hey, baby, get some salt. Throw it in that bitch's eye.
That's always been my problem with, like, demonic presences and whatnot and believing that
salt.
Part of it. There is, you know, that's... They're controlling and possessing you, but salt in the eye that you toss over your left shoulder, that's literally all it takes to take care of them.
Damn it, you heard about the salt.
Do not open an umbrella
inside.
Indoors. It was thought to invite misfortune by
angering... How do I get my pleasure on the backside?
Angering protective spirits and disturbing a home's harmony.
Yeah, that was a big one when I was a kid.
What happened? We actually say it in this room all the time. If you say something that basically you don't want to happen in the future, what's an action that you do to
knock on wood?
The knocking on wood was a deeply ingrained habit meant to ward off bad luck. After expressing a hope or fear, people would knock on nearby wood to keep negative spirits at bay. Again, that's all it takes.
Right. Then why is anyone worried about anything?
There's a negative.
I'm a demon. Knock on the front
door.
Because
they don't
knock
on wood.
Right. There's a negative spirit that is creeping up on you, like, oh, you said it. I'm about to awe.
Peace. And here's some extra salt, bro.
I mean, we'd be kind of screwed in here right now, right?
Is this for mica crap or whatever this is?
I was about to say, like, does this count? I always just hit my head.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Bad luck will be, fellas.
I'm going to leave you with this last one. It is a forgotten American superstition, and it's one that all kids say.
Step on a crack, break your mother's back.
The childhood chant, step on a crack, break your mother's back, was more than mere playground fun. It taught kids to navigate sidewalks with caution, instilling a sense of awareness.
Oh.
This superstition was both a game and a subtle lesson in mindfulness.
I get the feeling a dude came up with that.
Why?
That does not break your father's back.
Oh, yeah,
it is break your mother's back.
Come on.
I'm just saying.
Come on.
It's never a father effer, is it?
Yeah. No ice cream. I'm stepping on every crack
you
I can.
Father. Yeah.
An IVF clinic in Australia is making headlines because they had to make an apology, Miles.
What did they have to apologize? I'll
tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast a penguin. That is correct, a penguin. Now, yesterday, there was the tragic helicopter crash in New York City. Took 6 lives, and because of its magnitude, believe it or not, it overshadowed another helicopter crash that also happened yesterday. The one in New York City, the last I read, I think it might be a fuel thing. That was one of the last things that the pilot said. In this case, it was not that. We go to South Africa. Keep in mind, the purpose of this helicopter flight was to assist a researcher in conducting a survey. So after completing the survey, the helicopter landed safely on the island where the researcher requested that a penguin be transported back to the airport. That was not originally part of the plan. The pilot, he finally agreed and said, all right, man, just put the penguin in a cardboard box for the return trip. Although a risk assessment was carried out before the departure, the pilot, in the end, he decided, you know what, man, we are good to go. But instead of securing it in a crate, the penguin was placed in a simple cardboard box that then sat on the lap of the researcher. Now, the passenger seated in the left front seat happened to be that guy. And then the penguin fell out of the cardboard box. And the penguin, when the helicopter was 50 feet off the ground, slid into the, slid off to the right onto the pilot's cyclic pitch control lever. All you need to know is that results in a sudden and violent pitch to the right. Then the rotor blade struck the ground and the helicopter crashed. Now, miraculously, while the helicopter was seriously damaged, none of the people or the penguin were injured. Yeah, maybe secure your penguin if you got to ride in the front seat of a helicopter.
Secure your penguin.
Yeah, I never thought I'd have to say that. But we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Your winner on A Bad Choice Fridays coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmy.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth.
Myers.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Stephen Colbert or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
And it's right there in the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
A new study shows that male fruit flies get drunk and female fruit flies are then more attracted to them. Told you it works, said the drunk at the end of the bar.
What's his face? Fallon.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith! I said it for years, man.
Yeah.
Yeah? I've never seen you with a woman.
Just biding my time.
About 100 residents... let me start that again. About 100 residents attended a town meeting on Long Island this week to protest plans to open a marijuana dispensary, while a large group of supporters showed up the next day. So, when are we doing this?
Seth Myers.
Fallon.
Myers.
About 100 residents attended a town hall meeting on Long Island this week to protest plans to open a marijuana dispensary, while a large group of supporters showed up the next day. So when?
Uber this week released their annual list of items customers left behind in cars. And there's some incredible stuff. Some of the belongings passengers left in their Ubers include a mannequin head, a chainsaw, a ghost trap from Ghostbusters, Shrek ears, a urinal. Someone left a bottle of fresh breast milk, which I have two questions for that. How do they know it was breast milk? And more concerningly, how do they know it was fresh?
Kimmel.
Uber this week released their annual list of items customers left behind
in their cars. And there's some incredible stuff. Some of the belongings passengers left in their Ubers include a mannequin head, a chainsaw, a ghost trap from Ghostbusters, Shrek ears, a urinal. Someone left a bottle of fresh breast milk, which I have two questions for that. How do they know it was breast milk? And more concerningly, how did they know it was fresh?
A Florida middle school principal was arrested over the weekend for allegedly shoplifting at Walmart. He could face up to 2 years in prison, but he's asking for five.
Foul. Seth.
Seth Myers.
A Florida middle school principal was arrested over the weekend for allegedly shoplifting at Walmart. He could face up to 2 years in prison, but he's asking for five.
I did finish that series of something on Netflix about surviving Black Hawk Down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure what to say about it other than, again, if you're in the military, I thought about this a lot last night. At the end of the day, war sucks.
Well,
it is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. It just leaves you angry and upset and it's just not good.
That's a hell of a sell. are you doing tonight? I'm going to be miserable.
But again, I'm just one of those people, because I was a kid when that happened. It's good to know your history, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I will say, obviously the Somalis have a different view on how that all went down.
Well, of course.
So when you hear some of those guys, it will get you kind of, fired up because Americans died. But also, it's just good to know your history. And look, history is, I say this all the time, it's not pretty.
No.
Right? And I'm not asking people to go and do this or that. You don't have to apologize to every Native American you know. But you can also have the knowledge of what we did to these people.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what happened? No one here is responsible for it. That's why learning history is not such a bad thing.
Yeah.
No one holds you responsible. You were not here in 17 whatever. And if you were, you look great.
That would be unreal. Yeah.
I'm 247 years old. I will be damned.
Right. My last name's Smith. I've never been massive on, let's dig back to the 1800s, see what the other Smiths were up to.
No.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm hoping we were just blacksmiths. Right, working on horses and stuff, Mike. That's what I'm talking about.
We got you, man.
Yeah. I think when multiple races share a common name, it's right there on the blackboard, mm-hmm. I mean, you can kind of do the quick math.
Yeah.
Well, right, but Jefferson you get, because he owned slaves, and a lot of people took the slave owner's name. But I'm sticking with we were just a bunch of blacksmiths.
I'm
gonna do your ancestry for you,
Steve Smith.
Dude, man, dude.
Right, you guys weren't always from Maryland. God damn it! Don't tell me we lived in the South.
You are from Virginia.
I know.
Your not family founded exactly. Duke.
Yeah. I'm confident with my heritage. I think I'm good to go.
Great grandfather looked like Colonel Sanders.
Oh no!
Jesus. all right, now, we're going to the weekend. Again, I'm just saying, that show is powerful. If you're into history, watch it. But it is sad and angry.
You said that was Netflix, right?
It is on Netflix, okay. Yeah. Black Hawk Down. And they do a good job, right? Listen, you see some of the guys, right? One of the Delta Force guys, he's just like, look, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
He's like...
That was awful.
Right, he's like, I was a robot. That's what I was trained to do. Right. But he's like, it sucks. Now let's talk about something nice.
All right.
What about...
Friday.
That the nicest celebrities in Hollywood.
All right.
According to people that have met them.
Okay.
All right.
Bill Murray.
This will also include musicians.
All right. Steve, I know in your restaurant days that you had more difficult customer experiences with celebrities. I'm sure some were nice.
Some were like Gene Hackman was outstanding. Right. Super nice guy. Brad Pitt was a douche.
I was about to say.
And it was early on in his career. I don't know much about him, but his kid has come out in the last couple of months saying, look, man, the kid doesn't like him. And I don't know, but just the quick synopsis of it, the place I'm working there, filming a movie, basically right outside of our front door. And the place I worked, we had a big lunch rush. He was in there, and a lot of the crew were in there. We
recognized 12 Monkeys.
It wasn't 12 Monkeys because this was, I thought it was a period piece. Either way, it's either 12 Monkeys or some 18th century,
Troy.
Whatever. So... We get this big-ass lunch rush. We had an open kitchen, but as a lunch place, we're just making sandwiches. It's that kind of joint. And so you had to wait to get your sandwich, and at one point, he just kind of sauntered up, asked when the sandwich would be done. I kind of glanced at the tickets. I said, man, we do them in order that they come in. You probably got 5 or 6 more minutes because we're getting slammed. He waited about a minute, and then he pulled the quote, "Do you know who I am?"
Oh, crime.
No, I looked him directly in the eye, and I said, "I do, and in spite of that, I'm going to make your food anyway."
Let's talk about the nice one. I would say for personal experience, he's passed away now, but Paul Servino could have been nice.
Yeah, you said he was an awesome dude.
Awesome dude. Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
This won't shock you. Everybody that met him was like super nice guy. Unfortunately, he had some demons inside.
Right.
Literal delight, the personification of humility and appreciation for fans. Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could be
crazy, but nice.
He's weird, right, with all the crystal skull stuff and everything. But everybody says he's nice, and I just think it's nice you could be in like one of the original SNL people and not be a total D, Chevy Chase.
He's also talked about his Asperger's and how he's an analytical thinker in certain situations. And because of that, he's always the same. He's not going to change.
Right.
He's not going to have up days and bad days. He is just going
to be.
Just
who he is.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jamie Lee Curtis. Somebody said she came into a record store I was at in the 90s. I recommended an album. She bought it a few days later, sent her driver in to buy the rest of a stock of those albums to give to the film crew at the rap party.
That doesn't shock me. She strikes me as a people person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the way she carries herself. Yeah, I can see her being a people person.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she is attractive.
That too.
Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz.
That's cool.
At the end of the day, she was dropping her skier gear back off. I was taking out the trash. My arms were full. She even offered to help.
All right.
I heard she's nice. I just heard she smells bad.
Oh, no.
Seriously, that's the only knock I've heard on her.
Damn.
Yeah,
I just read a whole article yesterday about people in Hollywood just, you know, if you get rid of soaps and this and that.
Johnny Depp's, Cameron Diaz.
McConaughey.
That doesn't surprise me, though. Well, Cameron still uses that hair gel.
Yep. Let's see. Taylor Swift.
I've heard that. Yeah, in front of the cameras.
I will say, though, she does seem legitimately like a nice person.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a formula for her songs. Obviously, I don't know. I haven't heard her latest album. It doesn't seem as much about exes. But, like, again, I don't know why people seem to hate her. Like, she seems super successful.
Because she's just too popular.
Yeah. The problem is not her. It's her fans. Her fans are what make her a bad person. And that's the thing.
Because they're annoying.
Right, the undying attention, the God status that they put her out. Well, she's fine. She writes fine music. It's okay. But they have elevated her to a spot that she, I don't believes her own status.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like the term idol.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fans of a lot of stuff and this and that. But, like, when people are like, oh, that's my idol or this or that, I'm like, I think we're teetering on something kind of creepy.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Post Malone, one of the nicest and most truly genuine people I've ever met. Dude brought his parents on set, was just excited to share what we were doing with him.
Did you ever see that video of him just baked out of his gourd while somebody's trying to talk to him? Some like good news or something like that. He's like, that's cool, man. That's really great. Good.
Post Malone, to his credit, like, he's been around for a while. I saw a video years ago. He was backstage. Remember Postmates?
Oh, yeah.
You could order almost anything else.
Yeah,
Postmates.
Yeah.
I forget who it was, but basically he ordered a mariachi band backstage to like play this dude's song. And he's just like, yeah, man, isn't that cool? And I was like, I don't know who this tattooed weirdo is, but I kind of like him.
For somebody who can transcend genres as quickly and easily and effortlessly as he did, doesn't shock me that he's just a chill guy.
Yeah. Also, like, look, you shouldn't do it. Hey, he's one guy, though. Like, he almost makes smoking seem cool again. That guy's always, like, him and Dave Chappelle.
Right.
Like, you just rarely see those dudes without a cig.
Yeah, I mean, that's just who he is, man.
Good enough for Shane Gillis, good enough for us.
This one shocks me, because he's so attractive. Ethan Hawke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is the lowest tier of that rat pack. I mean, he is the bottom rung of that. He's a better actor than most of them.
I
think he got screwed over a little bit.
Sure.
I think he's bigger than them.
Really?
Really?
Oh, by far. I mean, if you guys are closer to that generation of that Brat Pack.
Just call us old, Ted.
Which one of those guys is still a major actor? Ethan Hawke is Ethan Hawke.
Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, Robert Downey Jr. Right,
but to your point, he's probably the only one. Lou Diamond Phillips.
All right, and then the last three shouldn't shock you. Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers. And then this one, I've never heard a bad thing about this guy.
Me?
I know he likes... Tony Hawk.
All right.
Oh,
Tony
yeah.
Hawk.
Okay, you then probably met Tony Hawk and Ethan Hawke at a family reunion, Mike.
Wouldn't that be something?
You know, they never actually show up. We send cards every doggone year, and they never actually. But they don't even RSVP. No, they just say they just ignore it.
That's weird because I met Ethan Hawke at your family.
Yeah, two nice Hawks than you.
Yeah,
met him at the wedding, did you?
What? No, I was just over. Me and your dad were kicking it with Ethan one day.
Gotcha, okay.
I forgot to tell you, me and your dad hang out behind your back, so we can talk about stuff we like to talk about.
Ted Jim Hawk.
Let's see. You got some sports on this weekend. Also, SNL. You have John Hamm hosting. Lizzo's going to be the musical guest. If you want to be a complete psycho, 8 a.m. Formula Un.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up next. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man dies on the New York City subway and is promptly laid to rest. To California and gunfire at an In-N-Out burger. Still, I don't care. The fries are not the best. Deer wanders into the YMCA to get himself clean and to have a good meal. Video of cat finding a new friend has all the feels. And an Australian woman is not happy to learn she is not the mother. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. Wild story out of Australia. A local IVF clinic in Brisbane had to issue an apology. It seems that for the first time in not just the clinic's history, but the nation as a whole, there was a bit of a mix-up between patients, and it seems that somebody got their wires crossed and accidentally gave a woman the wrong embryo, causing her to give birth to another couple's baby.
How did they know?
That was my question, too.
I mean, like, if it's a black guy and a white guy, you go, okay. But if it's not, like, how do you...
Well, that was
'cause baby, that was yeah, we had that ago. Story a while ago, but yeah. Generally speaking, babies kind of look the same.
I wonder if it came up, because they said that this woman gave birth to this couple's baby. So maybe they went to...
I think they had...
Fertilized this other couple, and they were like, wait a minute, where's your stuff?
They found her stuff.
Right.
And realize that they did not put the right stuff in there.
They've addressed the public about the matter, but kept the parties involved out of it to maintain their privacy, assuring everyone that they were doing everything that they could to support them in this distressing time. I can't imagine granted, in the long scheme of things, it's not terrible. You're still going to have your kid, blah, blah, blah. Not carrying your child. One, carrying somebody else's baby when you had no intention to. Somebody else carrying your baby when you didn't have any intention to.
Well, that's what I'd
that's
say.
Like, scarring, man.
Well, I'd also say, look, okay, now you got to carry my kid.
Yeah.
Right, and then we'll do the switcheroo.
Yeah. In other news, police in New York are on the lookout for a rather sick individual. Authorities were made aware of a crime that had been committed on one of the city's subway trains. You heard about this one, Steve.
Yeah, they might be in Who Sucks Less next week.
Oh, very good. Their suspect is alleged to have defiled a corpse on the train.
Not very good at all. Mm.
It said that he didn't know the deceased, who is believed to have passed away from natural causes before the incident, but he allegedly had relations with the corpse right there on the train. They've released a description and are asking the public's help in tracking him down.
Like I said to Miles, man, I see someone has died, say on the light rail. My first thought is, yeah, go ahead and get me one before I... Like,
right.
Just call the authorities.
I've had dry spells before. Never to the point.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? That's a pretty good-looking corpse right there.
Yeah, that's... I wonder if he just thought the person was asleep. I don't know.
That's still not a good thing, Miles.
I'm just trying to think this through. Like,
no,
ooh, dead guy.
Man, you know. As soon as your hand touches that person, you know.
Well, they died on the train.
Well, I'm aware of that.
I don't think the body was cold yet.
People get cold fast, Miles.
You can tell the difference between
people get
living
cold
and
fast.
Okay. All right. Okay.
For more reason to lose faith in humanity, we go to Oklahoma. A Pawnee woman is behind bars for getting a little too involved in online dating. She went onto dating sites posing as a man interested in elderly women. She eventually found her first target, whom she convinced to send her cash in order to pay off a debt, promising to pay the elderly woman $2 million in return. The woman sold her home to get $600,000 cash, which she transferred over to our scammer. This ruse continued with four other elderly women getting caught in the scam, earning the woman more than $1.2 million in stolen funds, which she then converted to crypto before sending the money off to another unknown entity. She was eventually tracked down and arrested by authorities and now faces 60 years in prison.
Good.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a rough one right there. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
We go to the lovely world of the internet for a very sweet story. A woman tells the tale of her cat, Leo, who sadly lost his brother when he was just a year old and wasn't quite the same after the loss. Fast forward 4 years later, she brought Leo to a rescue home where there was a litter of kittens that were found on a boat. She brought him in with the idea of Leo meeting the kittens to choose who his next companion would be, and find one he did. He took a shine to a little orange girl, and the video has since gone viral.
Little orange girl.
Yeah. Showing the pair interacting in the home, clearly infatuated with each other. Eventually, she adopted the girl and brought her home, and the two have been inseparable ever since. A very sweet video if you get a chance to check that one out. Men's Room Sports. The Masters are on this weekend. You've also got UFL football. The Sounders are in Dallas. The Kraken are hosting the St. Louis Blues tomorrow. Screw you, Brett. And the Mariners are hosting the Texas Rangers all weekend long. Find out where and when to watch all those sports as well as, you know, other games as far as those leagues are concerned. In one convenient location, it is called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, couple light bouts of rain tonight. That's about all the wet that we're going to see. But the weather over the weekend should be rather nice. Partly cloudy skies with highs in the high 50s and lows in the low 40s all weekend long. That's it for your headlines. With that, we'll see you tomorrow. Mike Hawk is out.
Damn Strikes Roll Men's Room World Tour. Stop number 3 tomorrow. Muckleshoot Casino from 2 o'clock until 5 or however long we decide to go.
Yep, damn right. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until hopefully tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.